Back in March, Governor David Ige ordered residents to stay at home except for essentials like shopping for food, all to slow the spread of COVID-19. Those who didn't listen could be charged with a misdemeanor with a maximum fine of $5,000 and a year in prison. HPR looked through hundreds of pages of Honolulu Police Department logs to find out just who was arrested, and the findings raised questions about how the order was enforced.
At HPD headquarters on Barataria Street, the police make a daily log available of when and why there's an arrest. They also tell us details about who gets taken into custody. From March 25th through June 15th, nearly 240 people were arrested for violating the stay-at-home order. They are disproportionately Micronesian. 26% of those arrested come from that largely immigrant community, although they make up about 1% of the state's population. Josie Howard is program director at We Are Oceania, a Micronesian community advocacy group. She has a few theories on why so many Micronesians may have been arrested.
Why is it that it's Micronesians who made up the majority on that list when we have the smallest percentage of our population statewide? The three top thing I thought about is, one is the gap in cultural proficiency and the lack of language, and could be because they're Micronesians, they were targeted.
Other racial groups arrested in disproportion to their general population size, Blacks and Samoans. There is also a large cluster of arrests in lower-income Kalihi, more than for the rest of the island. Mateo Caballero, the legal director at the American Civil Liberties Union of Hawaii, says beyond the racial disparity, the arrests raise concerns about the homeless.
If you go to our electronic court record system and you look up their names, some of them would have other citations for things like sidlai or for being in parks after hours. And that pretty much would confirm that, in fact, the orders were being enforced against people experiencing homelessness.
About 1 in 5 arrested for violating the stay-at-home order had those types of charges in their backgrounds, meaning many were likely homeless at some point. The emergency order exempted people experiencing homelessness, so it's not clear why so many had it logged as an offense. Victor Germiniani, a retired lawyer from the Legal Aid Society, said this information should raise serious questions for local officials.
The disparate impact that appears to be so significant in terms of racial minorities and people that are the lowest part of our economic structure in the state, the poorest of the poor. The disparate impact is so significant, I think our leaders have to really question, what's the purpose of enforcement of this quarantine?
Caballero says the arrests made during the emergency order show that Hawaii is not an exception to the country's policing problems.
In Hawaii, police officers discriminate in terms of where they go and how they police, and not only in terms of race, but also in terms of wealth. Even though these stay-at-home orders were supposed to be enforced across the board, and I saw a number of people of all races in all neighborhoods violating the orders, and yet Kalihi and some, you know, public housing areas were more heavily enforced.
We asked HPD if the arrest numbers might prompt changes in policing practices. Department spokeswoman Michelle Yu had this to say.
Well, I think we're always looking for ways that we can do things better. But, you know, I'm not really sure how to respond to that question. But sure, you know, we're always evaluating our actions and our programs. So if there's any way that we can improve it, we would certainly look into that.
HPD said they were just enforcing the emergency orders based on public complaints and violators' actions. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.